Well, Jesus made a declaration about himself. He declared many things about himself. I'm going to read a few of them. In Luke chapter 22, verse 7, it says, "Are you the Son of God?" He said to them, "You rightly say that I am." John 6, 48, he said, "I am the bread of life." John 7, 29, he said, "But I know him, for I am from him, and he sent me," talking about God the Father. He said, "I know him, for I am from him, because he sent me." Jesus knew that he was sent, and he declared that the Father sent him into the world. John 8, 12, then Jesus spoke to them again and saying, "I am the light of the world." John 8, 23, Jesus said to them, "You are from beneath, I am from above, you are of this world." He said, "I am not of this world." And John 11, 25, "I am the resurrection and the life." He declared those things about himself. He knew who he was. He knew that he contained the resurrection of God residing on the inside of him. John 14, 6, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me." Oh, wouldn't it be easier if Jesus hadn't have said that? Wouldn't it be easier to relate to other faiths around the world if Jesus hadn't have said that? Wouldn't it be easier to be able to get in a group of people who are of all mixed religions and not have to say that Jesus is the only way? I mean, that's what the pressure of the world is saying. Who are those Christians who think that they have the only way? Well, Jesus said it. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to me except, no one comes to the Father except through me." He declared truth no matter how difficult it was, no matter what kind of a circumstance he was in, he declared truth. Jesus never said a negative word about himself. It's powerful when you think of that. Now, you see, as you speak positively of yourself the way Jesus did, you will find that you begin to change. You begin to change. You begin to believe your words that are coming out of your mouth. It is very important to believe the Word of God. The most effective word that will ever be a part of your life is the Word of God that's coming out of your mouth. In other words, if you will speak the Word of God, it will affect you. But if you speak negatively, it'll affect you as well. Only in a negative way, of course. By your words, you will be justified. By your word, you will be condemned. It doesn't matter what people have said about you in the past. If you will begin to speak positive things about yourself today and now, what God says about you, you will begin to be a different person. You will begin to be a person who looks upon the future with great light. You will be a person that begins to get filled with joy because of what God has said about you. If you will declare those things about you, Jesus continued to declare good things about him no matter what circumstance he was in. When Pilate was asking him who he was, he didn't deny it. He said, "I am truly a king." You say rightly when you say that I am a king. The words that come out of our mouth will identify us, and it will identify us whether we are taking on the image of the Lord Jesus Christ or the image that the world is trying to put into us. You see, our actions speak louder than our words when it comes to the world. But our words will speak louder to us. It will actually shape us and identify us. And if we claim to be born again believers, children of the living God, then there are certain things that the world ought to see that they're able to say, that person has got to be a Christian, a believer in Christ. See, our work must confirm the words that comes out of our mouths. But we must know who we are. We must have an identity. We must know who we are. Your identity is only fulfilled in knowing who you belong to, who you came from and who you belong to, who you came from and who you belong to. I came from God. I belong to God. Not any particular race, not any particular religion. Doesn't matter what part of the world I came from. I belong to God. I find my identity in Him, in the Lord Jesus Christ. All of the other things that we gather together in the world has to be laid down